You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. And it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, communities, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part, you are listening, audience. Nominated the good souls from the greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online each week. Today's honoree is a trio of siblings serving as their sister's keeper while helping others at the same time.
My name's Ruth Sheets, and I nominated my sisters Linda and Diane because they're just so amazing and they've been able to help me to do the things that I wanted to do in my life.
That's Ruth Sheets. She's the eldest of the trio, known as the Song Sheets. The Norristown natives have been singing together their whole lives. Harmonizing and having a mighty good time.
We were sisters first, and then gradually, I think, became friends.
But Ruth told us about her little sisters, Linda Sheets Gagliardi and Diane Sheets, because their bond is so much deeper. You see, Ruth is blind.
I was born with cataracts and glaucoma. Well, cataracts first, and then probably from the surgeries that I had, which I had a lot, glaucoma developed. They just really kind of understood that I was different and needed assistance at times, even though I would sometimes get frustrated when they would offer it.
Ruth is a recently retired teacher who worked in the Chester Upland School District for 2.5 decades. She's also a visiting minister, preaching at various churches throughout southeastern Pennsylvania. Both of those jobs have kept Ruth pretty busy and on the go, but she wouldn't be able to do any of it without Linda and Diane. They drive Ruth wherever she needs to go. Linda does Ruth's grocery shopping. Linda's husband, Jim, makes sure Ruth's computer and braille printer works. They've purchased books and supplies, donating them to Ruth's classes, stepping up, no questions asked.
They don't stop because there's probably nothing they wouldn't do for somebody.
Every time we go someplace or we go out to eat, somebody stops her and says, you know, Miss Sheets, do you remember me? Not only does she remember them by their voice, she remembers their family. She asks about, you know, their siblings, their parents. It's, you know, it's incredible that the effect that she's had on them.
That's Linda Gagliardi, Ruth's go-to. She says she thumb wrestled her sister over who has the biggest heart.
She's really done amazing things. So she's the one really that should be the nominee for this.
Linda says she learned to lend a hand early in childhood. You see, their father and several other family members were also visually impaired.
My father couldn't drive, so he always had to have, you know, somebody, you know, helping him too. My father's brother was also blind. His parents were both blind. So it was a normal thing.
We're family and we all stick together, and that's just what we do.
That voice is Diane Sheets. At 61, she's the youngest of the trio. She says Ruth's many accomplishments and can-do spirit inspires her.
So what she can do, I can do too.
And that inspiration came in handy about 7 years ago.
I found out that I had a rare brain tumor, and it was called a colloid cyst, and it was benign, but where it was located was very dangerous.
Diane had to have brain surgery, and the sisters were there for each other yet again.
Pretty much, I thank God every day for still being alive. There's a reason that I'm still here, and I feel that it's to help my family, help my sister, and anyone else that needs help.
Part of the help comes when the Song Sheets take their music to nursing homes and churches and to whomever invites them. Bringing joy through song. They also help at church support each other, neighbors, and whoever they see in need.
I think it helps people to see that just ordinary folks are good souls.
Ruth believes the effort her sisters put forth to help her is good souls work too.
I think there's just tons and tons of good souls, and we just don't usually recognize them because they're doing all the things behind the scenes that we just don't notice.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.